It's the 1st of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Two drug dealers kidnapped a man, holding him for 18 hours in Bedford. In October 2022, Florian Kanai travelled to Bedford by train to meet with Mohammed Abu in a conspiracy to supply illegal drugs. The 27-year-old Abu then held Kanai in a van at different locations against his will. A £30,000 ransom request was made by Abdu and his colleague 26-year-old Levi Senior to relatives for the victim's safe release. Police eventually located the van and armed officers rescued Kanai. Mr. Abu has been given 11 and a half years in prison for drug-related offences. Senior received 6 years. Both men were charged with blackmail. Florian Kanai will also serve 8.5 years for conspiracy to supply illegal drugs. 50-year-old Nicholas Simpson has been charged with arson when he set light to a Luton building used to house the homeless on fire. Mr. Simpson, who has no fixed abode, was arrested by Bedfordshire Police at the scene. Bedford Borough Council is optimistic about plans for the redevelopment of Bedford's Greyfriars area. The council is partnering with Homes England and BPHA to add an additional 100 to 200 new residences at the site of the old police station. BPHA Director of Development and Sales Jeff Astell said, "The planned redevelopment proposals will integrate Greyfriars into the town centre and create a sustainable, healthy and attractive community where people choose to live." A type of liverwort called a weedy filwort has been observed growing in Bedfordshire for the first time in Sandy Heath Quarry. Conservation efforts at sections of the quarry between owner Tarmac and the RSPB have led to the discovery of other unique plant species in the area. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.